The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I have been blind.
You're like me and you have no relationship at all. Will you be my Valentine?
I'm the lonely guy on the radio.
Would you be my Valentine? Thank you. Thank you.
I feel your love through the airwaves. I got nobody. I got nothing. I'm always taking, I have so many responsibilities, I'm a proud prisoner of my responsibilities, taking care of children and everything I got to do, but I got nothing, so thank you for being there, right? It's like the Lonely Hearts Club, you know? Joe Piscopo on the radio wishing you the very, very best for St. Valentine's Day. You know me, if I get a chance to slip God in there, I'm going to do it, you know what I'm saying? So forgive me, but it is, they was St. Valentine, apparently, this is from our buddy Maz on Twitter, and he's right. St. Valentino. He was an Italian saint. And he said, hey, you want to get married? No, he didn't say that. I made that up. And forgive me. That was a racist kind of connotation of Italian-American. So, again, I'm apologizing for that. St. Valentino was an Italian saint. You got to be so politically correct. Look at me. Yeah, St. Valentino, Italian saint who married Roman soldiers who were permitted to marry because the Roman emperors believed soldiers would not make good warriors in battle, you know, if they were married, right? So they threw Valentino into jail. This is the story of how Valentine's Day got started. And then the daughter of the jailer would visit St. Valentine, right? And they got to be friends, and they're going to execute Valentine because of his Christian beliefs. And then he sent her a note that said, thank you for being here, and whatever. I'm making that up. I don't know what he said. Thank you for being here. I made that up completely. I don't know that St. Valentine actually said that. He said, you know, thank you for visiting me, whatever he said. But he did sign it, love your Valentine. And boom, from there, I think it was in the 15th century, and that's how Valentine's Day got started. So happy St. Valentine's Day to you, remembering St. Valentine. All about love. Just so, Frank, do you do Valentine's dinner, or are you beyond that kind of relationship?
Well, I would, but my fiance comes home so late that, you know, we really can't go out that late. So she doesn't get home until about 7:30, so it's a little too late for dinner. Plus, we're leaving for vacation tomorrow, so we both have to pack and plan and stuff.
And Frankie Five Boroughs, you're going tomorrow, and then you're off next week, virtually all week, right?
Yes, the whole week. Yes. All right. You'll be Frank-free next week.
Frank-free, but we will miss you. And
I've recorded some James Garfield and Chester A. Arthur anecdotes for you to play if you get nostalgic at any point.
That's great.
Now, a minute with Chester A. Arthur.
That's right.
Thank you
that's
very
right.
much. What did the A stand for in Arthur? Watch this.
I think it's Alan. I'm going to have to double check.
I bet you he does. Meantime, on Tuesday, we'll be streaming live, and announce on the airways that Carol Alt will be co-hosting the entire show, apparently. What did Carol? So I asked Carol. I said, who is a friend and just a great gal, and I said, Carol, may I give your number to Frankie Five Boroughs, our producer, because we'd like to. Are you available next Tuesday? And you got in touch with Carol, and what did she say to you?
She said, I told Joe I would do whatever he needs.
Okay, hello, are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
And she was annoyed with me.
I've never heard a woman say that.
She was annoyed
through
with me.
Through anybody else, they've never said that
to
me.
It was almost as if she was annoyed with me for even asking again. She said, what are you talking about? Just tell me where to go.
Whatever he wants. Oh, well.
Yes.
This should be fun on Tuesday. Yes.
So Carol all live. Albus is driving Miss Daisy impression.
That's right. Well, it's better than this.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my Lord. Hey, Albert, so yes. You got a romantic dinner with a plot. Do you take your platonic friend out, your guma? Do you take your wife out? What are you doing
I'm
Valentine's
not taking
Day?
Anybody out on Valentine's Day. I'm going to be home. I'm fighting a cold. I'm trying to. My wife and I are going out this weekend for dinner. We're going to David Burke's Tavern.
Hey, that's going to be great. Yeah.
On Saturday night. And we're doing that because next week I have a beer thing to go to. So our anniversary and the date we met are 3 days apart. So we were going to go out next Saturday. But I said, I got this beer thing in Brooklyn. She's like, all right, fine.
You are unbelievable.
Make the arrangements.
She's
a very understanding woman.
Yeah, Frankie works his social life around beer thing.
I know.
No, but here's the thing. Here's how I presented it to her.
What?
So the
what?
Beer thing I'm going to next week has two sessions. There's a day session and a night session. First time they're doing it. So I said, I'll go to the day session.
How complicated could beer be?
No. But because they have a lot of people that want to come to this thing. So they opened it up to two sessions. So I said, look, I'll go to the day session. I'll only stay for about an hour or two. And then I'll come home. I'll be home by 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then we'll go out to dinner Saturday night.
Wait. And Jennifer said, okay.
No, she said, no, I want you for the whole day. I said, well, then why don't we do this? I said, if you want to do that, I said, the week before, I said, why don't we do something, for Valentine's weekend or whatever, and we'll go out to dinner then. So she said, fine, if that means I got you for the whole day the Saturday before, that's fine. So, because we met on the 23rd of February, and we got married.
Day. Are you kidding me? I hear get out of the house and stay out as long
as you
can.
No. So here's the thing. Huh? So I'm taking her out to dinner Saturday, and then one of my friends is coming in, and we have to exchange beer. Yeah. So he goes, can we meet up Sunday, and we'll go down to this other brewery? So I go, honey, I got to go. How long are you going to be out with Buddy? I said, I don't know, an hour or two. I got to rent a cart in Atlantic Highlands. All right, fine. You can do it. So see, she's very understanding.
Are you gonna do the Barry White stuff? I think you should dress as Barry White.
Get out of here! Well, I look like Barry White right now, so yeah, I'm sure I could pull it off. Saying Barry White's big guy was a big
Barry
guy.
Barry White, come on, to Barry White.
Can you walk right into Chef Burke's?
Can you wear blackface in private?
No,
Frank,
never.
Is that
not acceptable?
I think blackface these days is sort of a no-win situation.
Yeah. How about you just go in with your own face instead of having to do that?
White face. You can't wear. I'm so confused. What face can you do? I have no idea what you could do. Anymore.
We're gonna have a nice dinner Saturday night. We'll probably walk around the city or whatever. Maybe get dessert somewhere, and then we'll come home.
Hello, baby. Hello, baby. No platonic friend. What do you do with the gumada one?
I have no idea. I don't have a gumada, so you'd have to ask somebody else.
What do you do with your gumada on Valentine's Day? I'm just asking.
No,
I'm
you don't do anything with the gumada on Valentine's Day. If you
have Friday night. That's Friday
night.
That's
you need to do
right.
Friday night. It's like Goodfellas. Friday night was for the wives. Saturday was for the girlfriends. You flip it. That's all.
No, I mean, but if you got to please a lot, I don't know, Italy would know, right, Frankie? They would probably know.
Yeah, they know. You guys will find out when you go.
How can you have a gumada? It's so a relationship is confusing.
What do you mean how? There are lots of people that have them. They
call
it.
Guys,
they have lovers and stuff. But doesn't it make it more complicated? It's more complicated just with
of course
one relationship.
It does.
I have enough trouble with one for crying.
Yeah,
out
listeners, if you have a gumada, call in right now. And let us know. Expose it for everyone to see.
Hello, I'm disguising my voice. I do. I have a gumada.
Well, now why are they Hispanic? See, now you're disparaging Hispanics.
Oh yes, see, she wants to go out with me. I mean, why? Why can't it just be? Yeah, it was not a Hispanic accent, Al.
Yes, it was. Well, what was it?
That
was not a generic Jersey accent by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it was a creepy kind of disguise. My voice accent. It had nothing to do with any ethnicity anywhere. Please,
creepy. Can you try that again? Try that again for us.
No, it was kind of like this.
Sound like that?
Oh, man. Cool. Come on. Leave me alone. You can't. I'm afraid to say anything. You got to be so politically correct. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Big Al from Brooklyn, the other Al. Al, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Just two things I'd like to say. That Congresswoman Omar, is she a lawyer?
Great question. She is a lawyer, Frankie? I ask Frankie everything. I'm not sure if she's a lawyer. I believe she is, though. Why? What are you thinking?
Wow. That's the way she carries herself. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you.
And,
thank you. Go ahead, Al.
Well, the other thing is that Congress should sit her in a movie theater for 5 hours and let us watch some history pictures about our country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a great idea. They really should, because, gosh, I don't want to get too political, but you know what? I mean, why stop now, right? But it's unfortunate when people come into the Congress, and now, especially this new crop that came in, and then it's like, and everybody goes against the president, and they go against everything that you and I stand for, everything that my father fought for in the Second World War, everything my grandfather and grandmother, my grandmother comes over from on my mom's side from Salerno. They come in there, they buy real estate, they do everything that's right. They do everything that's right when they come to America, and they become American, and they're proud to become American. Then you get somebody who's allowed in. And then sometimes you got to vet that how they got in. You got to vet that because I don't want to say anything, but did they marry somebody just for convenience? I mean, there's whole rumors I don't even want to get to because I don't know what's true and what's not true online. But when you come in here, then all of a sudden you start attacking our ideals, you attack everything we stand for, and you've only been here for 23 years. I agree. I am so insulted by it all. Just the tenor of it, the disrespect of it. I mean, if you're going to stand and stand up for anything, stand up for American citizens. Stand up for, and what I don't understand, particularly from these two gals from Minnesota and Michigan, you know, Tlaib and Omar, why don't you look into the inner city of Minneapolis and help those folks? Why don't you look at Flint, Michigan, in Rashida Tlaib, and why don't you help the folks in Detroit? Detroit. I mean, why do you have to all of a sudden say how bad America is? You're white privileged. You're a white male. And attack everything that we've ever stood for, that my grandparents ever stood for. I am puzzled as anybody. I don't have an answer for it. And what only thing that gets me crazy is that it takes Nancy Pelosi and Mr. Israel himself, Chuck Schumer, that long to tell these people to quiet down. And then they don't quiet down. There's no humility. There's no respect. You're a public servant. You work for us. That's what I can't stand about politics. People go in, don't get me started. You go in, they go out, they got the cars, they got the assistants, they got health care, they got big offices. They are now, this is their career. They are, like I'm watching Gavin Newsom, you know, the new governor of California. Handsome guy, you know. And the president says, look, we gave you $3 billion for some high rail plane, a train. It's like $3 billion. That was Frank cracking his knuckles on camera.
Sorry.
So, and it's okay. So $3 billion that the federal government gave California for a high rail. The thing went bust, like Solyndra. Remember Barack Obama's Solyndra? It goes bust. We should get that money back. And he, Gavin Newsom, goes, no, I'm not going to give the money back to Donald Trump. Due respect, President Trump has nothing to do with it. It's our money. You are a public servant. Show some respect. And you're absolutely right. You're right on the money. Let me go to Philip before we break, guys. Philip, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, man?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Just a quick comment. I think this Omar woman, I think she has a martyr complex. Because she has nothing to lose if someone assassinates her. She becomes the first, I think the first Muslim politician to be, you know, taken out in this country because of her views. If nothing happens to her, then she gets to rant about all her anti-Israeli, anti-American, you know, rhetoric. She figures she wins both ways, you know, so.
Yeah. I think you may be right. Is she playing to her base? Is she playing to her base? I don't know. I would be gingerly approaching the word martyr. I mean, I don't know if that might be too dramatic, but I certainly hear what you're saying. Now go to our professor Charlie Finch at 8:18 with Piscopo on the radio. Charlie, good morning. What's on your mind, my brother?
Happy Valentine's Day to Debbie and the guys and your wonderful listeners, and happy new contract. This Omar situation is much worse, and I'd like to hear Jeffrey Lyons' comment. She called Secretary Abrams Mr. Adams. This is an old Nazi trick to bait a Jewish person by calling them another name. And her audience, of course, is the Arab street, the Islamo-fascist street all over the world. I think eventually there's a case of treason, aiding, abetting the enemy against this congresswoman. And we have to nip this in the bud, Great show. God bless.
Yeah. God bless you too, Charlie. Thank you so much. Yeah. She is not a lawyer, Frankie Five Boroughs tells me. And she mispronounced the word. And I heard that too. That was just like she did that on purpose. You know, she's an anti-Semite. She hates Israel. She hates America. In my opinion, she hates America. But she is a clearly, you've seen it historically an anti-Semite and doesn't like Israel. So was she racist in talking with Elliot Abrams yesterday? Is it time to take control? I wanted to hear somebody in the Democratic Party stand up for us, for you, for me, for the Jewish community, for Israel, and just say, Representative Omar, you're out of line. Boom. Just like that. Just like that. A little respect. Is that too much to ask? 877-970-2999. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with our Valentine, Debbie Duhame, out there on the roads. Hi, Valentine.
Hi.
Hello, baby.
Just talking that Barry White voice that we melt.
Oh, man.
Oh, forget it.
Not before or since has there been anybody like Barry White, man. You know, right?
Oh, his music is unbelievable, you know? Just unbelievable. Uh-huh.
What are you doing? What are you doing on Valentine's Day, Deb? Anything?
I'm working. I'm just working all day. I'm totally boring. I'm totally boring. I'm working. I've got extra appointments and new accounts, you know. Listen, it's a Thursday. What can I say?
You're everybody's favorite Valentine, Debbie Duhame. We love you for watching out for us. Debbie's on the roads for you at 8:20 with Mark Serrano is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe, to you and also to Charlie. I heard him just say Happy Valentine's Day to me. Let's see what's happening right now. The inbound side of the GWB, major problems right now. As you head to 8095, the express lanes remain closed at exit 71. It's all due to an accident involving a truck. It's causing major problems for the trucks trying to get up to the GWB from 8095 from the local lanes 30 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 35. Stop and go on 80 eastbound, exit 42. With an accident being cleared out in Parsippany, and we're still seeing some delays as you head to the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike with a collision. Sponsored by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, the online auto parts store with everything from complex electrical parts for modern daily drivers to new brake shoes for old favorites. Order online 24/7. The parts are delivered directly to your home or office. Visit RockAuto.com for reliably low prices every day. Partly cloudy today, Valentine's Day, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why he started a radio show.
Why was I asked to launch and to host this show? We believe,
me, my team,
that we are in a culture war. And our job is to fight on the front line of that culture war, which isn't just about America. It's about our civilization.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970.
The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mark Serrano coming up momentarily. What are you doing in October? Can I ask you? Hey, baby, what are you doing in October, baby? Would you like to go to Italy with yours truly? Hey, come on, Jersey Joe in Italy. Are you kidding me? With Steve Perillo? Perillo Piscopo? On the road to Italy, man. This is going to be the best trip. We're going to Rome. We're going to Pompeii. We're going to Sorrento, Capri, Florence, Venice, and my home province of Avellino. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have some laughs. The food's going to be spectacular. You taste classic Italian wine in the Tuscany region. It's going to be a trip that you're going to remember like forever. And then I'm bringing a Steve Perillo on stage with me. We're doing a little like a cabaret show. I'm so excited about this in Rome. Isn't that cool to say? I'm going to be in Rome. We're going to have music, and we're going to do a little show. And Steve Perillo is a great musician in his own right. You didn't know that. This is the son of Mario. You Perillo tours, from famous Perillo tours. Steve and I are going to do some classic Neapolitan songs right there in the Italian tradition. You want to be there. You can go to 888-PERILLO. You got to be there. 888-PERILLO. You're part of the family. You're part of the kitchen table that we get around every morning. We want you to go to Italy with us. Piscopo and Perillo in Italy, forget about it. Request your 2019 Italy brochure, and you will receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. For the first 10 callers today, okay? And you want that bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil? I put it on my eggs this morning. I do that. Instead of spraying, I put the Botticelli Olive Oil. It's spectacular. By the way, that's one bottle per family, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. So check with your travel agent. Call 888-PERILLO or start here because we'd love to see you. PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
826 with Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Mark Serrano is a dear friend, CEO of Proactive Communications, advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, look, I'm listening to you guys talk about Carol All coming in on Tuesday. You just got to tell Carol All to use promo code Piscopo. That's it for everything. It'll get into her head. I can't get it out of my head. Promo code Piscopo.
Piscopo on anything that you get on the show. That's right. She said you actually would love her. What a great gal. Just a great for all her success, international superstar and all of that, you know. But you know, Mark, I digress.
She's a sweet lady.
Yeah. You know, hey Mark, how are you, man? You have a beautiful wife, beautiful family, man. What is Mark Serrano doing on Valentine's
Day? Thank you, man. You know, I got my wife Stacy is terrific because the expectations are low. Right? She said, no, it's a marketing scam. Don't spend the money. We'll have a little champagne. That's it. You know, it's wonderful. It.
Yeah, she's yeah. It, how many years have you been married, man?
22 years, Joe.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make me feel guilty. Well, go ahead. That's all right.
Tolerant woman.
Hey, listen, so, Mark, give us the breakdown of the president's approval rating. It's now over 50%. These are real numbers, correct?
Yeah, well, Rasmussen came out with these numbers the other day, 52%, Joe, yeah, and that was following the State of the Union last week. And I think it shows a tremendous shift. Look at what's going on right now. The president had one of the greatest speeches of all time at the State of the Union. It was full of messages of unity and patriotism,
yes, sir. Yes,
right?
Sir. Yep.
What are the Democrats doing? The Democrats are, you know, embracing socialism. Their mainstream party thinking is about socialist policies, big government policies, new entitlements, Medicare for all, Green New Deal. So I have to tell you, I think what's happening now is the president laid it out clearly last week where he talked about socialism, and people are responding to that. When they watched the extreme overreach of the Democrats, and I think people are taking greater comfort and have greater confidence in the president day by day. And frankly, it's partly because, you know, they've got jobs, they've got more money coming home in their paycheck, and that speaks volumes, right? And so I really think that's the dynamic that's happening, and people are supporting it more.
And this is good news for the president for 2020.
Well, I think he sort of outlined, sort of drew the battle lines last week, which is look at your choice. Your choice is economic freedom with proven results versus socialism. Yeah. Socialism. I mean, can you imagine we're even having this conversation, Joe? And yet that's where the mainstream thinking of this party is heading.
Yeah.
They're heading straight down that path.
Mark, I know you're the advisor to Trump 2020, and the people are going to go, oh, now you and I, we're going to be biased here. But honestly, you're a very objective guy in that regard. But what is happening is what's the Democrats? I don't even want to call them Democrats anymore, because you and I know Democrats, and we like Democrats, and
yes.
we understand
yes.
Democrats. These yes. are like this progressive socialist, vicious, this vicious far left. I mean, and now they're putting one person after the next person. Who are they going to put out there? Is it going to be Biden and Beto, perhaps, because anybody other than Biden and Beto, aren't they too severe for the country? And this is the question I have for you, Mark Serena, because you study this. Or is Corey and Kamala and Elizabeth, do they know something we don't, that there is a big population within the millennials that will actually show up and, God forbid, vote for these radical left socialists?
Well, Joe, look at it this way. The first debates for the Democrat parties for the presidential race start in June. I mean, it's only 3 or 4 months from now,
yeah.
right? They're going to debate every month, and they're going to have 30 people on this. I mean, it'd be impossible for them to deal with. But look, these people are all going for the base voters in the Democrat Party, and it's just shifted farther and farther left, and Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk are pushing them that way, and they've got no choice. The money comes from the left. Right, the turnout and the organization comes from the left, so that's the way they're going to have to track it. They're going to have to trend that way. I do not see a Biden or a Bloomberg winning the nomination for the Democrats. I just don't see it. And their entire strategy, Joe. Look, extremism is one thing, Joe. Extremism is one thing, but
right.
the Democrats set out to do 2 years ago was not a strategy of extremism. It's a strategy of absolutism.
Yeah.
Absolutism is so much farther extreme than extremism.
Yeah.
And that was in reaction to Hillary Clinton's defeat. And they've never recovered from it. So you're right. Look, Donald Trump counts on Democrats, win. CBS ran a poll last week after the State of the Union that was 76% supportive of him. That means that all the moderates and centrists liked his speech.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Now, don't you think, and Mark, what are you thinking about this whole wall thing, this whole new deal that came in the dark of the night? I mean, because at this point, I'm so frustrated. I said, you know what, just declare an emergency, build the wall. Just do it, because I don't know what they're, or does he sign what is before him today, Mark Serrano?
Well, the president hasn't made a decision. He said yesterday he's going to take a look at the bill. They just delivered the bill this morning. And so, the White House is going to take a look at the bill and make the president will make his determination. But here's what I expect.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it this way, Nancy Pelosi said, "I'll give only $1 to this wall, $1." If they're at $1.3 billion, that's quite a leap from $1.
Yeah,
it's
so true.
I think you can take that $1.3 billion, and I think the president can probably find the rest of the funding elsewhere. In the defense budget and in various places in the federal government. Now, that's just my personal view is I believe that will be a huge victory for the president because he can tie in other funds from other sources and do it within his current powers.
Yeah, and that's what will happen. We'll stand by and see what happens today. Do you think he'll sign that today? Will it be today that he will sign that if he does?
I would imagine it would be tomorrow, Joe, because the deadline's tomorrow night, and it has to go before it gets to the president. It has to go to the House and the Senate, which I think you'll probably see votes in the House and the Senate tonight, I would imagine.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, what do we do? We're talking about this Representative Omar, and I know she wants us to talk about her, but this gal's off the hook, man. Mixing it up with President Trump is one thing, and I mean her racist overtones to Elliot Abrams yesterday, pretty scary stuff at this point, huh?
Well, really, Joe, if you think about it, this reflects the conflict within the party. They set themselves up for this. They set themselves up if you lie with dogs, you get fleas, okay? And they've set themselves up for this. They welcomed this sort of radical thinking into their party, and now they're paying the price for it. Whether it's late-term abortion or racists in their midst, such as in Virginia or this woman who's clearly anti-Semitic, that is just indicative of what they welcomed into their party. They welcomed radicals, people who think radically about Medicare for all, about the Green New Deal that wants to shut down air travel. These are the this is mainstream thinking in the Democratic Party now, Joe. It blows your mind. Look at you. You were a Democrat for years. Yeah. You don't relate to these people at all, not whatsoever. And this is the radicalism that they welcomed into their party. So now they've got to deal with it. And they've got a, you know, a woman from the House of Representatives who's directly, clearly anti-Semitic. It's an outrage that that we've got these kind of people at the at that level of government. It's an outrage.
Amen. Mark Serrano with Joe Piscopo. Mark, just a couple more questions. I appreciate always your expertise and your take on all of this. By the way, you're in, down in by D.C. area. We know that, but you're a Jersey guy. And then,
I'm
and
a Jersey guy.
Pains me to even bring this up because you know I'm a diehard Catholic. You know me, and we know each other well enough. You know I'm God fearing, church going, guilt ridden. That's me. You know,
right.
But you know, give us your take on the Catholic Church in New Jersey in terms of releasing the names of these sexual predators.
Well, and look, Joe, the scandal and the crisis in the church has nothing to do with the people in the pews, right?
Yeah.
It has to do with the power structure.
Yeah.
And so, back in 2002, I was the first person nationally to break a gag order with the church with a front page New York Times profile story. And so I started advocating for people back then. And 17 years ago, Joe, 17 years ago, I called for bishops to release names of known predators as a public service, as a public service. And they didn't do it. It took them 17 years, Joe.
Yeah.
So this is ultimately about power and money. And the only reason why the bishops are doing this now is because their back's against the wall. They're caught in the crosshairs because of McCarrick and because of the grand jury in Pennsylvania. Now they're forced. They're looking at possible legislation to extend the statute of limitations in New Jersey. And these guys, their back's against the wall. It's the only reason why these guys who have tremendous power, these bishops, tremendous power, it's the only reason why they take a step like this is because they're trying to limit the scandal. And let me tell you, Joe, the entire scandal happened not just because there were bad people in the priesthood. It's because they had a cover-up from their bishops. And their bishops chose, when they discovered there was a bad guy in one parish, he moved him to another parish to try to cover it up, and he perpetrated it again. That's what this is all about, my friend. And so, really, it's unfortunately, because of their background, they cannot be trusted. These bishops are doing this because of they're trying to limit the scandal. I asked them to do this, Joe, 17 years ago.
Yeah,
and they're only getting around to it now because they're in the crosshairs.
Yeah, thanks for sharing it, Mark, and thanks for being so honest with us on the air. We appreciate that. Mark Serrano right there. And hey, Mark, before we go, the president's golf simulator. I mean, give the guy a golf simulator. There's a problem. He's being attacked for getting a golf simulator in the White House. Is that right?
Joe.
Huh?
This is the last vestige of the Obama legacy that his golf simulator was replaced by Donald Trump's golf simulator.
Just like that. I love it, man. Unbelievable.
If that's the worst headline he gets today, then he is winning.
Yeah, we're doing good. Mark Serrano, we love you, pal. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining
love
us always,
too,
Mark.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Mark Serrano, CEO of Proactive Communications, advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 837 right now, and Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is announcing its new alternative service plan for the L train during repair work. According to the plan, a ban on cars along 14th Street in Manhattan has been scrapped. MTA also confirmed that starting in late April, L trains will run every 20 minutes on nights and weekends. Shuttle buses on the Williamsburg Bridge will not be used, and crews will be making repairs after hours and weekends only. The MTA originally planned to close the entire L train tunnel for 15 months to make repairs from Hurricane Sandy. Oddsmakers are predicting there will be more wedding proposals per capita in New Jersey than any other state on Valentine's Day. Betting expert Alex Donahue of BetNJ.com says more than 15,000 people in the Garden State will get engaged. New Jersey ranks as the most romantic state on Valentine's Day based on the number of people popping the question relative to its overall population. Donahue says while Valentine's Day is popular to propose, Christmas still ranks number one. In sports, Knicks extended their franchise record losing streak to 18 with a 126-111 loss to the 76ers. Nets outlasted the Cavaliers 148-139 in triple overtime. College hoops, Seton Hall got by Georgetown 90-75, while NC State beat Syracuse 73-58. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Lots of traffic right now on 8095 northbound, getting up toward exit 71, getting up toward Leonia. It's an accident involving a dump truck. Two lanes remain blocked, but at least you're getting through now. So again, it's 8095 Express, really busy up through Leonia, trying to get to the GWB. 30 minutes in at the tolls. Lincoln 35, Holland still 35 as well. Newark Bay Extension west at 14A, Bayonne, a crash. 80 East exit 39, Denville, an accident over there as well. 287 North exit 10, getting up through Franklin Township, a collision. We're still seeing volume on the outbound Gowanus at 39th Street. That's a disabled truck in the way. And over on the Cross Island heading north, stop and go traffic up by Hempstead Turnpike with an accident just cleared out of the way. Still seeing some delays here over on 347 Wisconsin Highway westbound, getting up through Terryville. Accident by Old Town Road. Southbound Thruway still stop and go, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. I have a President's Day pro tip. Go to Dell.com/businessdeals to get deals on Dell business computers with 8th generation Intel Core processors plus free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Harry's.com. I love Harry's.com. This is the best razor you will have. I'm going to tell you the best deal that you can get. There are 10 million people who have tried Harry's. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And you haven't gone to Harry's.com yet. I'm running out of breath. I'm so excited. Harry's.com. Use the code Piscopo. You're going to get the deal. I'll tell you what, my big mug, I loves Harry's. The blades are great. I could shave the day before. I could shave the afternoon before and yet still go do a TV hit or something like that. When I was on with the judge yesterday, I shaved like the other day. And that Harry's razor is so wonderful, it just maintains the shape. You're going to love Harry's. Jeff and Andy were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. So they started Harry's, man. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, right? And all of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee for a limited time only, just for you listening to Piscopo in the Morning. Harry's has a special offer for you kind enough to listen. Here it is. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. Are you kidding me? $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. And let them know I sent you to help support the show, all right? I heard you on Piscopo. Let them know that because we appreciate you getting Harry's, and you're going to love it once you get it. And this deal, you can't get it anywhere else. Please go to harrys.com today and use the code Piscopo.
This is the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. After withstanding a furious Butler comeback on a number of occasions down the stretch, the St. John's men's basketball team fell behind for the first time with 17 seconds to play in regulation. The veteran Johnnies then sent the game into overtime before outlasting the Bulldogs 77-73 on Tuesday night at Carneseca Arena. With the victory, the Johnnies moved into sole possession of third place in the Big East standings. The Red Storm will close out its three-game homestand on Sunday, hosting number 13 Villanova at Madison Square Garden. The game, which is part of a doubleheader with the women's team beginning at 1 p.m., is set to tip off at 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. To purchase tickets to Sunday's home game, visit RedStormTix.com. I'm Mike Morabito, and that's the Red Storm Minute, driven by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Look, Frankie and I are getting texts. How good Balance of Nature is. Try this, try that. Love Balance of Nature. We hear about it all the time. We had Dr. Douglas Howard on the show yesterday, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature with Sue, his wonderful wife. This is a great couple. This is something that you got. You owe it to yourself to try Balance of Nature. Because Frankie was telling me about it for the longest time. I would hear about Balance of Nature when I first came to the station. And then I never really went on it. I was taking all those manufactured vitamins. friends, you know, from all those stores that you see. I don't want to give anybody a plug. And I don't know that those vitamins were working. And then I hear they weren't working, that you just eliminate those vitamins. The balance of nature really stays with you. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And Frankie Fiberos, that's pretty much all it is, right?
That's it, period, 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 period. But it helps your body do what it's supposed to be doing, whether you're fighting a cold, whether you're fighting aches and pains, or whether you just need energy.
That's right. Antioxidants. That's what you're looking for. Balance of nature. You know what? You owe it to yourself to try it. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer for 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Have it shipped for free or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio, I see your phone calls. I will try to grab a couple. I promise, 877-970-2999. I wanted to bring Councilman Joe Borelli to the airwaves. We love Joe. Superstar of the future, Joey. You know, that's what you are. You know, we have confidence in you that you're going to do everything great for New York as you move along in your political career, Mr. Borelli, huh?
Well, I appreciate that, but I got to say, I think you have telepathy, because I was actually opening the bottle of my Walgreens brand vitamins as you were talking about balancing a balanced nature, and it caused me to look at the label now and read what god-awful things are probably in this bottle I'm downing.
Joe, you know, it's so funny. Joe Borelli with us. I get some of those vitamins. And then, I tell Frankie, and we talk about it in the ads, but really, honestly, they smell awful. Look at the filler that is in. Not to say anything about Walgreens. You know, I think Walgreens advertises. But you know what? You want to go. That's why. Did you get your Balance of Nature yet, Joe? Can we send you something?
I have it. But you know who is the best promoter of this? Is our mutual friend, former Councilman Vinny Ignizio, who is the cheapest human I have ever met in my life. So the fact that he actually buys Balance of Nature, and this is not a mandatory thing you need to survive, but the fact that he actually goes into his discretionary spending and buys Balance of Nature means that he actually does feel better from it, which is the endorsement. It's all the endorsement I need.
Oh, Joe, I tell you, that is so funny. Joe, what did you do for Valentine's Day? I know you're a romantic at heart, Joe Borelli. What did you do this
week?
Well,
tonight we don't have a babysitter, so we will be postponing our Valentine's Day celebration for the weekend. Yeah. But tonight I think I'm going to come home from teaching, and we're going to order Indian food, which is a delicacy that only my wife and I like. So we're probably going to put the kids to bed early and just have a little romantic dinner by ourselves, nice. Maybe watch a movie. But then this weekend we're going to go out. Actually, I just booked a trip for my wife's 35th birthday to Key West, Florida. So if anyone's been to Key West and has recommendations, tweet me at Joe Borelli NYC.
Yeah, my son Joey was down there. Never been down there. Here's spectacular, you know. Hey, where are you teaching now? I'm sorry, I should know this.
At the College of Staten Island, CUNY, on Staten Island.
Well done, well done. Joe, you know what? I like to always keep it light. We always like to get the morning started. But, boy, I was just rocked by this NYPD death, you know, the other day. I mean, it's just awful, the friendly fire. Did you hear anything more about this that we should know, Joe Borelli?
Not too many of the intricate details. But, you know, we should be thankful that New York has a felony murder rule where if a police officer is killed, or anyone really is killed, in the process of you committing a felony, which armed robbery is. As a matter of fact, this guy was actually, I think, arrested for an armed robbery in the past.
Yep.
But you're charged with murder. And that's what the police commissioner O'Neill announced today, that the suspect will be charged with first-degree murder, which, again, I think sometimes we're actually should be thankful. New York has the laws we do, and this is one of those cases.
Yeah. This guy should have been locked up. This guy was a career criminal, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, second chances should be that, second chances. When it gets to the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, I mean, that's when you start getting into problems. You know, people make mistakes. People get scared by the justice system. Someone who makes one mistake is probably worthy of a little bit of our sympathy. Someone who makes four and five, no way, Jose.
Yeah, it's so very, very true. Hey, Joe Borelli, before we let you go, will you explain to us the controversy involving Ruben Diaz Sr.? Junior was on last week. What happened with Ruben Diaz Sr.? I was out of town. Can you explain that to us? That was pretty wild.
So Ruben Diaz is the scandal that has rocked the city council. He was the first council member to be removed as chairman of a committee in as long as I can remember, and I've been an employee of the city council probably since 2005.
Yeah.
He made a disparaging remark. He said that, well, the council is run by basically a gay cabal. Now, if he said that about Jews or blacks or whites, I mean, it would be equally wrong, and I think the council shouldn't stand for that. The vote was nearly unanimous in removing this committee. I have to say I was a member of his committee, which oversees the TLC, and he would actually berate the former TLC commissioner at the hearings with stuff that was factually untrue. It was absurd. It was actually absurd to watch this person in the city council. Now, some people are happy because he has conservative views. He is pro-life, for example. But that to me, doesn't trump the fact that he's been someone who just seeks to insult anyway. I mean, to be a conservative, the benchmark for being a conservative is not to insult everyone you disagree with. And that seems to be the message he long sent. One of our council members, Danny Drum, said, "I've been fighting this man for 30 years. And I thought that was a metaphor. But it turns out when New York was going to host the gay games in the 90s, Ruben Diaz Sr. was actually out there saying we shouldn't host the games because everyone's going to die of AIDS. I mean, these are things that are just inappropriate and wrong.
My Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Hey, Joe, you running for Congress? What's the word? Can you give us the inside line, man?
Good question. Look, I'll be down in D.C. again next week or the week after. So we'll see. I mean, you know, it's certainly getting closer to a decision.
Yeah.
A part of me, which is my meetings were going bad, and I'd have an easier decision to make, but people have been coming out of the woodwork to be supportive, so that's a good thing.
I know. I have to tell you, Joe, speak to you as a friend, you're very well-liked down there. And I saw it firsthand. They like, and I know those in the White House and all the whole staff, they love you, man. So something that you're seriously considering it, yes?
Oh, I'm definitely, seriously considering it. There's obviously, a lot of concerns, family life, kid life.
Yep, yep,
but when
yep.
you got two kids under the age of 5 and 4, you are a big part of their life.
Yeah.
And these are moments you'll never get back. So it's easy for people who aren't involved in that to say you should run. But when you start weighing the negatives, it's also a factor.
Yeah, Joe, you're a good guy, man. Councilman Joe Borelli, happy St. Valentine's. Have fun tonight. And Joe, we'll see you soon enough. And great job last night sitting in for Kevin McCauley. Do a great job on the radio
as
well.
Thank you as always. Thank you as always.
All right, Councilman. Thanks so much. Piscopo in the morning, 8:51. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Debbie, baby.
Hello, Joe Piscopo. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Joe, let's see what's happening here on 8095 Express Lanes. That accident now on the shoulder. Getting up through Leonia by exit 71. And then once you get to the GWB, about 30 minutes into the upper level, 15 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 35, Holland, that's about 40. It's busy over on Tunnelly Ave South, getting down toward the Holland Tunnel. Westbound Newark Bay Extension, slowing down at 14A in Bayonne. That's a collision to contend with. And we're still seeing some delays over on 109 southbound in Linden with an accident over there as well. Expect delays on the outbound Gowanus at 39th with a disabled truck in the way. And traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Richmond Ave, getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. We're still seeing some slowdowns on Wisconsin Highway 347 by Old Town Road, getting into Terryville with an accident over there as well. And watch for some slowdowns, LIE West, right through Jericho Turnpike. New Jersey Transit, 5 canceled trains for this morning. And over on the Long Beach branch of the LIRR, some delays as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 8:54 right now. You know, since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with end-of-life issues. Go online to BergenJewishChapel.com, and you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from the personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, please go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. 201-261-2900.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody knows. Joe Lumberg, Marathon Man, meteorologist. Joey, 50-something tomorrow. That's all I heard from you last time.
55, double nickels, my friend.
Oh, we love double nickels. I love that, man. It's almost as old as I am, Joe. Hello, lady.
Hey, almost Joe. As old as me.
Hey, man, so you're going out on the bike tomorrow. You got that geared up, ready to go, huh?
Yes, I do. It's all ready to go.
You are so funny, man. How are we doing today?
New
cold today?
New pedals for it, new cleats for the shoes. So we're all ready for the for the spring season. Let's
he's
bring
all
it
excited.
On, baby.
Look
bring
at you.
On.
I know. We're like waiting, man.
I'm itching. I mean, spring training has started in Florida and Arizona.
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
Amen, Joe Lumberg. So, but today's still kind of cool today.
Still, yeah, breezy, chilly, but we'll get to what, 44 this afternoon. It's not bad. Then 55 tomorrow, maybe an afternoon shower. Colder this weekend, but I think it's dry. The storm goes to our south Saturday, so clouds, some sun, about 40, upper 30 Sunday, a chance of snow Sunday night or early Monday, but I don't think it's going to be very much.
All right, Joe, you're the best. Thank you, man. Be careful out there. Joe Lumberg, I'm a meteorologist. Let me go to Debbie real quick. Debbie, we got a couple seconds. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind, my dear?
Joe, good morning. Listen, I want to talk about those three witches in Congress. Okay, Ooh. We'll start Ooh. Off with Ilhan Omar. First of all, it's very questionable how she got here. I won't mention everything, but she married somebody so she could get here, okay? That's supposed to be against the law.
Her brother, rumor has it. Okay, go ahead.
Number two, she actually got Congress to change our laws so she could wear her headgear.
Mm.
Three, when she apologizes, that's not an apology. And four, Pelosi said something to her. But if she really wanted to rein her in, she would have kicked her off a very, very powerful
That's
committee.
Right. That's exactly.
Why was she put on that committee as a freshman?
Debbie, right on the money. You are on your game, girl. Thank you very much. Every single thing you just said is suspect, and I have no answer for it. I can't understand it. And the powerhouse of Pelosi and Schumer ran for the hills. They never showed up. And I wish I had an answer. I have no all great points, Debbie. Thank you very much. 877-970-2999. Piscopo in the morning, and Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Big Al is here, and you know what? Let's open the calls and talk about that because that is suspect. And you know what it is, Usel? It's scary, man. It's scary. Joe Piscopo on Valentine's Day. Happy St. Valentine's Day. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A trip over the Delaware River is going up as a toll increase has been approved for the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Garden State Governor Phil Murphy announced yesterday that he and Delaware Governor John Carney have agreed to raise the toll $1 starting in May. Murphy says the increase will go towards the funding of safety of commuters and infrastructure projects. A hearty serving of chicken and waffles is coming soon to your cereal bowl. Cereal maker Post dishing up a chicken and waffles version of its Honey Bunches of Oats cereal in honor of National Cereal Day on March 7th. They're also putting out a maple bacon donuts version of the cereal. The jazzed up editions of the popular breakfast food will be available exclusively at Walmart and will only be available for a limited time. In sports, Knicks lost to the 76ers. Nets beat the Cavaliers in triple overtime.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.